1,500 people who were charged in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says this includes people who were convicted of assaulting police.
Among the pardoned, Julian Catter, sentenced for assaulting officers using chemical spray on Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Sicknick would die one day after the riot after suffering two strokes. His brother saying the pardons are a betrayal of decency, calling President Trump a poor excuse of a man.
Other executive orders withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization and claim to end birthright citizenship, despite that being recognized as a constitutionally guaranteed right. South Louisiana and Texas under blizzard warnings for the first time ever, about 80% of the country under cold weather warnings. And Ohio State won college football's national championship 34-23 over Notre Dame. This is ABC News. Two Americans freed by the Taliban in a prisoner exchange with the U.S., the family of Ryan Corbett, who was kidnapped 3 years ago, says he is one of the two. In the Midwest, some diehard fans of an Ohio bar and restaurant that's closing are left with a reminder that is going to last a lifetime.
In 2008, the Melt Bar and Grilled restaurant chain offered a lifetime 25% discount for anyone with a Melt Grilled Cheese tattoo. Sporting his tat at a sort of garage sale at the last location in Lakewood, Ohio, Jordan Barrett, perusing merchandise, artwork, and small wares.
A tattoo is one thing, but if you got something you can hang on the wall and remember all the good times, that's what I want.
Beer glasses to decades-old Cleveland baseball memorabilia and more. Sales resume Saturday and Sunday. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
President Trump bringing back a unique fixture to the Oval Office, the Diet Coke button. It summons a valet with a Diet Coke. It was spotted again on his desk. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Joel Karnick sat down with Park Falls native Kayla Kozak to talk about the journey that led her and her dog Smokey to the Westminster Dog Show.
Born and raised in Park Falls, my dad is from the Phillips area and been in Park Falls my whole life, other than when I left for college and some career time down in Milwaukee, but I'm back in the area now so that I can campaign Smokey, like you said, all over the country. So
yeah. So how long have you been traveling to the dog shows and doing this part of your life, Kayla?
Well, my mom started before I was born, and the joke is that when I was probably three or four, Dad said, all right, you got to take one of these kids with you if you want to keep going. So I started joining her and walked into the ring the first time when I was just shy of 5 years old.
Really?
Never stopped.
This full interview can be found on 98qcountry.com under podcasts. A bird that migrates here every winter has been seen more often than usual. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Over 80 snowy owls have been observed in Wisconsin this year, which is more than in the past two winters combined. Many of them are immature birds that dispersed from Arctic Canada after hatching last summer. These young owls are less skilled, less wary, and more likely to show up in unexpected places, like residential neighborhoods, urban open spaces, and even busy roadsides. While they're exciting to see, try to help these beautiful birds survive. Never approach them too closely. You're too close if the bird responds to your presence in any way, like frequently looking at you, sitting erect with eyes open in your direction, or flying from its perch. And turn off your car engine. Use a quiet voice and do not play audio. And no picture is worth jeopardizing the well-being of these majestic birds. Let's all do our part to ensure their safe return to the Arctic this spring.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Wisconsin farmers are working overtime with this weather, just trying to take care of their livestock. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a frigid Tuesday. Eric Rooker is watching. He's a veterinarian with Dairy Doctors, working with dairy operations in east central Wisconsin. He says with the temperatures that we're experiencing right now, Farmers need to pay attention to those baby calves specifically.
The rule I have for my clients is if you can see the legs of your calf, you don't have them bedded deeply enough. Letting them sit there and nest down just like they would do out in a pasture in their natural setting before we kind of confine them is incredibly important. It saves so many calories. It lets them kind of use that bedding to insulate. And then going hand in hand with that, making sure that bedding is clean and dry is also critical. If we think about it, that calf, when it nests down, isn't keeping its head above that bedding. It is laying down into it. It is really tucking itself in to maintain and protect its inner core heat.
Eric Rooker, a veterinarian with Dairy Doctors, he also said we need to pay attention to the temperature of the feed we're offering those calves. He said ideally feed temperatures are between 101 and 105 degrees, but in the winter that makes it very difficult. He said, remember, if you're offering cold buckets or cold bottles to that calf, it'll burn up an awful lot of energy just reheating that milk internally. You don't want that.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And congratulations to Eric and Lindsay Bannock from Helenville, selected as the 2025 Wisconsin Outstanding Young Farmers over the weekend in Marshfield at the 71st annual event. The Bannocks own and operate their own 80 acres, and then Lindsay also is the manager of Jelly's Market, where they're working to plant and harvest 40 acres of fresh produce, hire and train employees, and supervise those seasonal workers. More details on the event at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won four in a row at home. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with the up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over 500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
This brutal, bitter cold snap will be ending soon. It's going to be windy and cold again today with temperatures in the single digits and a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40, but temperatures will climb tonight. Some light snow, an inch or less overnight tonight, and then tomorrow temperatures will warm back into the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 25 below.
98Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he's
98Q Country.
She had a shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Said we can fire it up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me.
Someone to turn back the hands on my new AP. But
something that, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Kalijah and Dear John. And time marches on. Time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on. Time marches on. North, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet. Cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on. Marches on. Time marches on.
Tracy Lawrence, Country Classic, 98Q Country, as we tread. We tread lightly. That's all we do today. Oh, boy. Our wind chill temperature at 40, 45 below. I saw my computer was telling me that the feel-like temperature, usually it's a feel-like temperature, and then to the right of it, there's a temperature, and it said feels-like, and then it just said, you figure it out. Actually, it said negative 42, but that's kind of what you feel like. You see that number. I see that number on my computer. I'm just like, feels like negative 42, and it feels like I don't want to go out there is what it feels like. 27 below. Is what I see here in the city of Park Falls. So we're looking at 30 to 33 below, probably, for you low outlying people. There is a light. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And we're going to see 22 right away for the high tomorrow. And some temperatures in the teens and 20s, pretty much, for the foreseeable future starting tomorrow. It's going to warm up to maybe 4 or 5 below today, and that may actually happen later tonight. Not going to cool off a whole lot overnight once we get to that 5, 6 below today. Overnight lows tonight, not that bad. And then we'll warm it up again to about 22 for tomorrow. Might even see a little bit of light snow tomorrow. Winds will be southwest at 10 to 15. Snow chance at 40% for tomorrow. Not a big storm, but maybe just a little bit. I was looking at the news. Well, most of us were kind of just vegging out and watching the TV or whatever you're doing. Yesterday especially, and probably today again, some of the snow they're getting in the southern parts of the country. Texas, Carolinas. Was it Georgia too? So part of Carolina and down in the south, that they were expecting 5 to 8 inches in some areas. And one of the meteorologists was just kind of dropped the line. He said, these people don't even have shovels And then he just kind of walked away from it to the next subject. So it's not a fact that maybe they don't have the tires on their car to handle that, because they just never get snow down there, or they don't have snow plows and all that stuff. But he basically said these people don't even have shovels, and he just dropped the mic and he walked away. It's just like, I don't know what's going to happen. These are parts of the country that get an inch of snow and everything shuts down. And there's some parts that are getting 5 to 8 inches, and there's some parts that haven't seen that much snow in 50, 100 years. They get little dousings of snow every once in a while. But a lot of those areas, you know, every 5 or 6 years, they get some measurable snow. And they're taking our snow is what they're doing. Southern people, they're taking our snow. They're taking our snow. We are on the brink here in Wisconsin of having our second consecutive winter of not opening a snowmobile trail here in Price County anyway, and most counties. If you take a look at the statewide snowmobile map, there's a couple of counties that are kidding themselves that have a little bit, but not much. We're not giving up hope yet. It's only the 21st. No, is it the 21st of January? So we're not giving up hope yet that maybe we'll still get a few weeks of snowmobile trails and stuff out of this winter. Careful out there this morning. Careful out there this morning. I hope that car cranks over and starts for you. You got to get out there and crank that thing up here like now if you didn't do it overnight. That's if you're parked outside. Typically, if you're in a garage, you know, you're going to be okay. Garages will warm things up, you know, quite a bit. So garages are usually okay, depending on how well insulated it is. So good luck as we get out and about, move around. Like I always say, if you don't have to, don't. Today, I mean, if you want to run down to the grocery store, if you're in town or something, you know, that's fine. But as far as traveling distances and stuff, it's not worth it, because until things begin to chill out a little bit by midday and later today, it's just something happens, you break down, it's going to get bad real fast as far as that cold goes. So if you don't have to this morning, don't. All of our area schools are shut down. They're all shut down here this morning. Severe weather updates and 98Q are brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent here in Park Falls. No senior dining also for Price County, and no delivery of meals today. Let's get you updated on what's going on, the big inauguration and everything yesterday at 6:30, twice an hour. We get you news and sports, so updates right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Donald Trump's first executive actions included sweeping pardons and commutations for all of the more than 1,500 people who were charged in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says this includes people who were convicted of assaulting police.
Among the pardoned, Julian Catter, sentenced for assaulting officers using chemical spray on Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Sicknick would die one day after the riot after suffering two strokes. His brother saying the pardons are a betrayal of decency, calling President Trump a poor excuse of a man.
Other executive orders withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization and claim to end birthright citizenship, despite that being recognized as a constitutionally guaranteed right. South Louisiana and Texas under blizzard warnings for the first time ever, about 80% of the country under cold weather warnings. And Ohio State won college football's national championship 34-23 over Notre Dame. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
Saturday, February 15th at VFW Post 7300 in Glidden, it's the Healing Patriots Steak Feed and Dance. This will feature a meal from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with music by JT Crocker from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. This is $25 per ticket, and 200 tickets are available. VFW Post 7300 receives the bar proceeds, and Healing Patriots receives the food proceeds. You can contact a VFW member or GJ Ader, 715-663-0727, to purchase your tickets. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th at VFW Post 7300 in Glidden. A state lawmaker in Iowa wants to buy part of one of its bordering states. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
An Iowa politician is proposing to purchase Minnesota's 9 southern counties. The proposed deal would need support from both of Iowa's legislative chambers and its governor before going to Minnesota for consideration. If both states agreed, Congress would have to approve the new border. Iowa State Senator Mike Bussolo said that the proposal is for counties that were originally part of the Iowa Territory. 180,000 people live in the 9 Minnesota counties, and it would not change electoral votes if approved.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won 4 in a row at home. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with an up-and-down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over 500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I guess I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center. Starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's gotta be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook or online at BaderSportsCenter.com or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Business taxes. We're stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This brutal, bitter cold snap will be ending soon. It's going to be windy and cold again today with temperatures in the single digits and a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40, but temperatures will climb tonight. Some light snow, an inch or less overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, temperatures will warm back into the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, 26 below.
98Q Country.
You put me on a roller coaster, fly me on a plane. You send me to another planet. Inside my brain, I knew that when I met you, I would never be the same. But I let you take me over, girl, so I'm the one to blame. Oh, you. Yeah.
Start to my day.
98Q Country.
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room, just to hear her say, I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. A little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm already there. She got back on the phone, said, I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm already there. Don't make a sound. I'm the beat. I'm already there. Take a look around.
I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind, and I'll be there till the end. Can you feel the love that we share? Oh, I'm already there. Oh, I'm already there.
Q Country.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry about the moon. No matter what sky I'm laying under, in the eye of a hurricane.
The front door, and I came home last night. A good book
Cause she knows that I can't see. She said you ain't going nowhere, boy, till you spend a little time with me. Well, then the boys call from the honky-tonk, said there's a party going on down here. Well, she might have took my car keys, but she forgot about my old John Deere. So give me just one more last chance before you say we're through. I know I drive you crazy, baby, it's the best that I can do. We're just some good old boys, I'm making noise, I ain't running around on you. Give me just one more last chance before you say we're
Vince Gill, 98 Q Country. Oh, goodness gracious. 27 below we show here at the radio station, and 44 is our feel-like temperature. I can vouch, I was out there messing around with the station vehicle a little bit. It's cold. Breaking news, and we'll see temperatures slowly rise to about 7 below by about 5 o'clock. And then we're actually going to get warmer overnight tonight. We're going to see temperatures eventually, as you sleep tonight, climb above zero. So once we get out of the double-digit negatives here, which will happen probably about 1 o'clock or so today, we'll be done with that for a little bit anyway. Some milder temperatures and maybe even some 20s at some point over the next few days. That'll feel like a beach in Jamaica somewhere compared to this stuff here. It's just nasty cold out there. And bundle up if you do have to go out, layer up, and all the warmest stuff that you got for Christmas and whatever else. Now is the time. Now is the time to use that, because I was outside for probably 30 seconds, and I didn't want to be out there anymore. So take precautions. All the area schools are closed today. Severe weather updates are brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent in Park Falls. Red Apple Center, the Red Apple Center Phillips closed today, and there's no senior dining for Price County also today. If you don't have to, don't. We'll crank it all back up tomorrow and get her moving. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this Tuesday, the 21st of January, off and moving.
On an early episode of The Andy Griffith Show, Opie becomes enamored with a hobo who arrives in Mayberry with no money, no job, and no place to live. The man avoids responsibility and steals to get by. In one scene, the drifter agrees to do some work for Sheriff Taylor, but then decides he'd rather go fishing instead. Opie thinks fishing sounds like a good idea too, so he drops his school books and heads to the lake. When Sheriff Taylor confronts the hobo about his negative influence on Opie, the man argues, why not let the boy decide for himself how he wants to live? Andy responds with his usual mix of wisdom and southern charm. He says you can't let a young'un decide for himself. He'll grab up the first flashy thing with shiny ribbons on it. Then, when he finds out there's a hook in it, it's too late. As usual, Andy was right. The wrong ideas come wrapped in so much sparkly goodness that children have a hard time saying no. Lies become so dazzling that truth loses all value. Children become entitled, self-centered, and build their lives around immediate satisfaction instead of what's best in the long run. What's a parent to do? Well, anchor your children in values that transcend the right here and right now. Teach them to set their hearts toward the future. Children thrive when they value delayed gratification, those that don't grab a hold of the first flashy thing that comes along. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need
to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
It's Taco Tuesday at Phillips Cafe, serving the Stony Pub Mexican menu with all your favorites that folks rave about. Serving today 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And don't forget, if you have a party or event, Don does catering too, offering many menu options. Check them out on Facebook to see all of their daily specials. Phillips Cafe and catering, serving great food at great value. Located in the heart of downtown Phillips, Wisconsin, right on Highway 13.
The Phillips Chamber invites you to Winterfest, January 26th through the 28th, with a full weekend planned, great fun activities from the Windfall Shop local event, where you can register to win one of 12 gift baskets. On Friday, take in a candlelight walk at Concrete Park. Saturday, get in the ice fishing tournament or the Flurry Snowshoe Race. The kids will enjoy Moose Lodge Bingo at the First Presbyterian Church. Then grab your skates, join the ice skating party at Elk Lake Park, and at 6 p.m. warm up by the bonfire and end your fun day by watching the sky light up at 7 with a beautiful fireworks display. Sunday, enjoy a breakfast at Harbor View. Put on the chaparrals and stick around because you don't want to miss the Tavern League Tour drawings at noon, where $1,100 in prizes will be given away. For more information, contact the Phillips Chamber at 715-339-4100 or on the Chamber's website, phillipswisconsin.net.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
98Q Country. Country.
I know what my love. Another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it 1,000 times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed. For the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is, if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories, and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me, and now I ain't looking back, cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug, bet a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is, if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you
you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brain. Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve just in case. And all that extra hole gel in your hair, heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that don't impress me much. Yeah. You're one of those guys who likes to shine as a machine. You maybe take off my shoes before you let me get in. I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight. Now come on, baby, tell me. You must be joking, right? Oh, oh, you think it's something special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me.